When the headaches begin, I am still alone. I am still one person. A spark. Then a spot in the center of my vision. Like I've caught a reflection of the sun in a mirrored glass. But no! I feel a moment of fear as it begins to move.
He is coming. Crenellations sparkling. And in closing my eyes, I see a quivering, a cycling color table animation. Lines of yellows and oranges against a dark purple background. He's coming to me.
State of bliss, hormones cascading through me, taking the headaches away, bringing quiet.
I see him as he approaches, the battlements of light bristling. I am a child, soldier, his favorite.
Light and light of light.
When a parent's light falls upon her child, it is a warming light. The child curls up in it, cat-like, stretching out to meet it.
I lean over to pick up Ray Jr., his arms outstretched, reaching up to me, the source of the warming light.
The armies pass, I can no longer see. The light's pushed out the dark.
At first I feared the blindness, but then I knew that it protected me from his searing light, so painful now.
Oh God, a pulsing pain behind my eyes.
And I'm sick. I need to be sick in something. Lying down in the dark pillow over my head, but needing to get up and be sick.
Death would be a welcome guest. But my boy, my Ray Jr., has fallen asleep against me in the dark. And I am still providing him the warmth. That is a poor reflection of the warmth that is to come.
How is it that he can leave me here, alone with my children? How could he forsake me?
Soon the pain worsens, and he is here with me.
And then I can see again, so clearly.
Like someone has cleaned and shined and polished the world just for me.
And I put myself into his hand, and into his hands I commend myself.